as the snow flies.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is increasing speculation, I share it, that the January 6th Commission is laying the case that the Capitol attack was premeditated by Donald Trump, and that would make prosecution basically inevitable. What do I mean by that? Right now, there seems to be a clear indication of some reluctance on the part of Merrick Garland, to prosecute a former president. And there is a body of opinion, even in the Democratic Party, who shares that. The idea being, we're not a banana republic. You know, you go to Asia, South America, Africa, the Middle East, new guy comes in and he throws the old guy in jail, the former guy, right? And that, we don't want that. On the other hand, when the previous president invites a mob, knows that they're armed, tells his security, let them in anyway, they are not here to harm me, says he's going to lead them up to the Capitol. He knows they have AR-15s, brass knuckles, knives, guns, spears. Some of them had homemade napalm. There are police officers up there protecting the Capitol. They're legislators. They're saying, hang Mike Pence. They build the gallows. Oh, Nancy, they're going after Nancy Pelosi and to kick her to death on the floor. And he sits back in the White House for 3 hours and 7 minutes, chuckling. Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend is dancing. And when somebody says, wait a minute, they're saying, hang Mike Pence. He said, well, maybe Mike deserves it. That's a little different. That is not like anything in history where a prior president is thrown in jail by the guy that gets in. That's not what this country is about. But at what point do you say that kind of criminality is not going to be tolerated? And there's a growing sentiment that the committee is putting so much pressure on Merrick Garland, he'll have no choice but to prosecute. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, you're up, my friend. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, I hate to throw water on that, but I'm going to. 2 days ago, this is why I don't think anything's going to come from Garland. 2 days ago, I read a banner headline in the front of the Wall Street Journal, and the DOJ is taking up this case of the professional golf, the PGA, and that Saudi rival.
Right.
Really? Really? That's just an absolute joke to me. That isn't even newsworthy. We're talking about the whole country here, and you're going to... I understand maybe there's a problem there that they need to look into, but a banner headline, meanwhile, you know, Rome is burning.
Well, here's the deal, Dick. I think the point you're trying to make is that they're bringing this antitrust suit, or at least an inquiry against the PGA. And how can they do that? Why can they do that when every day we're bombarded with evidence of Donald Trump's criminality? And let me, lay a little something to rest here. The Justice Department has more than one lawyer. It has hundreds of lawyers. And then if you count the U.S. attorneys, it has many more than that. There are divisions in them. One is the antitrust division. I think it's about time that the antitrust laws were enforced. You have the Sherman Act, Section 1 and 2. Section 1 and 2. One stops restraint of trade, price fixing, bid rigging, that kind of thing, and the other one prevents monopolies. And the truth of the matter is that what they're saying about the PGA, which is not what we're talking about today, they're inquiring whether they're barring golfers like Phil Mickelson, who went with the Saudi Arabian League, and he was given over $200 million. Everybody can be super sanctimonious. Let me tell you something. I can't golf worth a darn. I really can't. The only time I golfed was when my dad was alive, and I love spending time with him, and I go out with him, and he was a good golfer, and I'd go along and hack away. Guy comes up to me and says, Matt, Here's $200 million. Would you just golf in my golf tournaments? Well, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't do it for Hitler's golf tournament, and I wouldn't do it for ISIS's golf tournament, and I wouldn't do it for Putin's golf tournament. But in the convoluted fighting among Sunnis and Shiites and the pathologies in the Middle East, guy puts up a golf tournament, and a lot of people already go to Dubai and places like that and go to tournaments. I'd be sorely tempted. You would too. But it's not like that's all they're doing. And people can put what they want in headlines, but Trump has been in the headlines a lot more than the PGA. I got news for you. A lot more than the PGA. And the antitrust crowd over at the Justice Department has nothing to do with Trump. But there's experienced prosecutors who are already have sent out subpoenas on the fake electors. They have already subpoenaed people. The witness tampering evidence has been turned over to Merrick Garland by the commission. You can operate on more than one thing. The law firm I was in had many clients, and we had different things going at once. So relax. Don't worry about it. I personally liked golf, as I say, because my dad liked golf, and I liked spending time with him when he was alive. But the fact of the matter is that I couldn't give a rat's patoot about who golfs where, to be very honest with you. I mean, I do like looking at the results of the, you know, the majors and all that kind of stuff, but that's about it. But so what? You know, the antitrust division, what I'd like to see them more is home in on the tech companies. I'll tell you what, Amazon, right now, Amazon, you're not going to believe this. Order a book from Amazon, right? They control 70% of the paper sales and 80% of electronic sales of books. 70%, that's a monopoly. Historically, that's a monopoly. When they went after Standard Oil, when they went after AT&T, AT&T back in the 80s, Standard Oil 100 years ago, they've gone over a lot of companies that had a smaller market share than 70 or 80%. Why is that important? Because Amazon won't carry some books if they think they don't like the message. And I'm not talking about radical books or violent books, but I'm talking about books on social policy. Basically, if it isn't woke enough. And they don't know any history, and they don't know what woke is. That's why they should listen to this station, because you're not woke if you don't know history. Well, you know, this the kind of stuff goes on. And they control, basically, who publishes, or at least who is incentivized to publish in this country. That's what I want to see him go after. But basically, I want to see him go after what happened on January 6th. And they are doing that. They are doing that, and they have a very, very good team doing that. Thanks for calling. We're going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.